K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Baby the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University, Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday morning, May 6, 2026. Excuse me, man. It's your very first time on this show. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your morning to do so. Well, I'm going to get straight on into it here. Women's tennis, if you have not listened to the last episode of the Purple Project Podcast, go check that out right now before listening to this one. The K-State women's tennis team, at least some positive news, something positive out of the spring semester. Obviously, they accepted the invitation, NIT postseason, and they're going to be moved on last night there as they beat Northern Illinois 4-2 in Rome, Georgia. They're going to continue to play today. And they're going to be playing, actually here in another hour or so. So I'm going to get this out, very early this morning. And then of course we're going to have, I plan on having another episode come out tonight. So that means make sure you subscribe to this podcast, all things K-State athletics, whether that is women's tennis, baseball, track and field, women's rowing, and so much more. Appreciate y'all, for listening every day to the show, especially you've been every day of this podcast. Now, if you have not been listening to the show, you might want to subscribe right now, because I know we're coming up in the end. We're already in the month of May. We're coming up to the end of spring sports. So whenever K-State women's tennis is eliminated, don't want to rain on the parade a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But baseball, they might not be playing much longer after the Big 12 tournament. We'll just got to have to see about that. When it's rolling, we're coming to the end. We're going to have Big 12 championship meets Big 12 championship meet for the K-State women's track and field team. And, of course, let's not forget about K-State women's golf. They'll be playing in their Louisville regional next week. That episode still has not came out. So it might be pushed back to tomorrow, because I want to record something else for tonight there as well. And of course, around the corner, we're going to have our four big time in fall sports, which includes obviously, the new head coach, Colin Klein, to return to Kansas State, your new head coach, the football season, few months out. So K-State women's golf, not women's golf, but women's tennis, I'm sorry, 4-2 over Northern Illinois there. So they're gonna play, the Cats will play early this morning here in another hour, actually 2.5 hours from now, excuse me. They're gonna be playing North Alabama, and Northern Illinois had a better record than K-State. This is what I've been saying all year long. And K-State coming in here, I couldn't believe it. Number one seed in an NIT. All right, so like, I'm thinking to myself, all right, is this like a participation trophy or something? But look, I've been saying this all year long. They have played very well against the top teams all year long. I know they had that mid to late second half swoon where they didn't win anything. But early in the season, you got to rewind, go all the way back to Clemson. And a couple other those teams that are ranked ahead of K-State. They are right there. And look, this might be kind of, I hate jumping over hurdles early, ahead of time. That, all right, you know, hey, replay, you're getting more extra tennis. So again, that's more reps for Amada Kosmajog, these underclassmen, so sorts, right? The Varvar Brnovich's of the world, right? So, man, it feels that I'm proud of the women's tennis team. They continue to put down, they continue to beat ranked opponents. Now, again, this morning, again, when this comes out, that match will be in progress. Number 4th ranked North Alabama, 16-6. So we'll see what happens if they continue to get to the next round, or really rather the championship round. So K-State, your number 1 seed, Northern Illinois was the 8. And let's take a look at the doubles competition there. And K-State Raleigh, despite the Klamajaw sisters not winning the doubles competition as they lost 7-6 in a number one match up there. And then Varvara Brnovic, Chanel Rasmova, there's a little change in doubles. Jordan Smith, a little big time change up there on that one. So usually it's Rasmova and and Rasmova, right? No, Rasmova and damn it, I can't. it's not Diana Samoloska. Diana Samoloska and Mallory Renfro got the start. Renfro and Samoloska got swept in a doubles match, and then of course it was Varvara Brnovic and Chanel Rasmova. And this match was tied at 6-6, and then it didn't get unfinished, and then it get finished. Oh my goodness! So that was the big story here. K-State, despite your number one doubles ranked all year long of the Klamajaw sisters. Now we did record something on them, which I don't think that has posted up either. So there we get. So we got to deal with that one too. But yeah, so this team showing some resiliency here late in the season here. Sorry, excuse me, looking at some, the usual morning allergies, so I apologize about that. But, Marlogo C, bounced back, though, in her singles match and swept, not gonna go into that name for Northern Illinois, but she won her match 6-4, 6-2. Varvara Brnovic took down Theodora Kosu in three sets there, and then Mata, won her match there in straight sets there in an epic first after an epic first set there. Diana Samoloska taking care of business in her match. Chanel Rasmova, you didn't need her match because you had everybody else winning there as well. And then of course Addison Renfro, I don't know why they count this. Oh, poor Addison. She lost in straight sets there in a sixth spot. But yeah, this is why your number one doubles duo, the Klamajaw sisters, not winning their match there. So that's big right there. So you had everybody win. So you had basically Marlogo, Mata take care of business in the singles. They bounced back. Varvara with a huge win. Oh man. Let's make that the big turning point of the match. Varvara Brnovic, three sets, 6-2. Lost 7-5, and then bounced back in an easy third set, 6-1 there. And then Diana Samoloska wrapped that up there. So, oh, man. So, all across the board, maybe for a few glitches, K-State looks pretty good there as well. Now, can they keep this moving? They're in the semifinals here in another hour and a half here as I'm recording on Wednesday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics here as K-State, your number one seed in the NIT championships, knocked off the 8th seed, Northern Iowa, yesterday. And they're going to be playing just a little bit here, Eddie Greer, for another edition of this podcast. So there's that. There's another update there from Rome, Georgia, there on your women's tennis team as they, again, you're taking advantage of it. You're given the opportunity. You want to take advantage of it. And that's what head coach Jordan Smith and his team is doing right now. You're giving the opportunity, you want to take advantage of it. And right now, it's a perfect example right now. And they look to move on to the championship. Northern Alabama, same damn thing. North Alabama stands in the way. We'll see what happens with them this morning. And of course, we'll have postcast of that as we move along here in the first full week of May. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas sports, you can get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily. Once you support Kansas State content, y'all know what time it is. iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is to your favorite K-State podcast. iTunes, Spotify, we're pretty much everywhere now on the show. This will be up first thing in the morning. Sometimes we post twice a day. Y'all going to get that second episode later on tonight. It's not going to be, even though we recorded, like I said, the Klamajaw sisters over the weekend in the Louisville regional berth for the women's golf team. That's going to come up probably between, well, now I want to record something on the baseball team, so I'm going to have to push that back again. But those are going to be coming out here very, very soon there as well. So you want to be tapped into the latest. You want to stay up to date with the latest on KC Athletics. This is the podcast for you. Make sure you add, if you've not already, make sure you add this K-State podcast to your collection of other great K-State content about your Kansas State Wildcats out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Number one seed K-State wins it. 4-8 seed Northern Iowa 2 in the NIT Championship Tournament. Next for K-State. In the Cardinal Sisters, they're going to be taking on North Alabama here in just a little while. Alex Aiden out there in Central California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, KC. This has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things KC Athletics, Cats.